Joining me on the phone for this segment, I have Dr. Paul Newhouse, director of the Mind Study, which is memory improvement through nicotine dosing, and we'll find out what that's all about. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Mind Study and how it all got started.
So the Mind Study is a treatment study to see whether transdermal nicotine delivered by a skin patch will help patients with memory loss. And we got started on this, Steve, because we noticed that a nicotine stimulates those parts of the brain that seem to be damaged in things like Alzheimer's disease. And this was known actually for quite a long time. And we decided to test this in a preliminary way a few years ago, and the results were positive. And so we've moved on now to a national study testing whether long-term use of nicotine may actually help patients with their memory loss.
Okay, now give us some details on the science behind the Mind Study and the role of nicotine in stimulating memory and attention in the brain.
So one of the things we know about Alzheimer's disease and its precursor conditions, such as mild memory loss, is that certain chemical systems in the brain begin to deteriorate. And we have been looking for a long time for ways to stimulate those systems to make them work more efficiently and more effectively. There have been some drugs that have been developed that do seem to help a little bit, but not very much. And we and other scientists and clinicians have been trying to find new ways to stimulate these chemical systems. We know that those systems are very important for memory formation and for attention. And it turns out that the plant product, nicotine, turns out to be actually a quite efficient way to stimulate those chemical systems. And that's not terribly surprising, considering that many of our medicines come from plants. But we've been drilling down on this now for a few years, and we've been quite impressed that trying to give nicotine by a skin patch seems to be a very acceptable way to stimulate the brain.
So nicotine could be used for smoking cessation, and you're also saying that it could be used possibly in memory improvement. Is that what you're saying?
That's what we hope. And you're absolutely right that this is a similar patch to what the smokers use, but we're using it really in a very different way. And so here, instead of trying to withdraw somebody from something like smoking, what we're trying to do is to use the positive effects of nicotine to stimulate those parts of the brain that are suffering due to a memory loss disease such as Alzheimer's.
Okay, now what would be the impact of this research, and what would treatment like this mean for millions of individuals with mild cognitive impairment?
Well, one of the exciting things about a treatment like this is that it's already available today. It's actually available over the counter. It would be very inexpensive, and it would be immediately available to people. And so we're quite interested in whether this will work, because I think it would have a substantial impact to treat patients early in their disease process and really try to help hold back deterioration. And so we think, and the National Institutes of Health also thought when they supported us to do this, that this could have wide impact.
And how important is this study in regards to possibly coming up with a cure for Alzheimer's in the future, or at least slowing it down?
So this would not be a cure, but it could buy time. It could improve functioning, hopefully more towards normal. And we believe that it could make a significant dent in staving off further deterioration. One of the things we're learning about mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease is that we're going to need a lot of different strategies to really get a grip on this illness. And the brain is a very complex organ, and we need multiple strategies, and this might be one of them.
Okay, now, if you could a little bit, I don't know if you really touched much on it here previously, but how does nicotine stimulate the brain? Do you have any specific details for us?
Sure. So one of the things we know, not surprisingly, is that many plants produce substances that bind to structures in the brain. And nicotine is one of those. And we know, for example, that the derivatives of poppy seeds and other plants can be used as medicines because they actually bind to specific parts of the brain. Nicotine is one of those, and we know that there are specific structures in the brain that nicotine binds to. We call those receptors, and those receptors act like little amplifiers for the brain. They stimulate a greater signal in the brain for any given occurrence. And so we think that nicotine and nicotinic function or nicotinic stimulation can really act like a little amplifier to get more signal where it's needed. And so I think that's the area where we hope nicotine may be helpful.
Okay, great. Now, in the future, where's this research going? What roads do you plan to explore next?
Well, our first goal is to take this, you know, relatively unusual product to see if it can be therapeutically helpful. And if there's evidence that the effect is beneficial over the long run, then I think we would, you know, even go to larger studies to try to look at the long-term impact on disease progression. And the hope, of course, is it would help stave off progression of the illness. We're not trying to show that here, but that would be the next goal, is to see if we can really get some prevention of deterioration and long-term benefit. One of the things to point out about this is really a very safe treatment when it's given through the skin. So, you know, people worry about nicotine and addiction and smoking and vaping, but this is really a very different strategy and much, much safer.
Okay, now, do you have any details on any local study sites that may be available in our area?
And, absolutely.
Sure. How are those, how can people that are interested, how can they get involved?
Absolutely. So we really encourage people who are worried about their memory or a loved one's memory to get screened. And there are two places that we have in Los Angeles area. One of them is the USC Rancho Los Amigos Hospital. That's a site for the MIND study, and so is another organization called Sirentis Clinical Research. And both of those are involved in the MIND study. But we also encourage people to go to our website, which is mindstudy.org. That's mindstudy, all one word, .org. And they can actually see where their closest available site is for this program, and then can contact that center and arrange to be seen if that seems appropriate. So those are two of the many sites that we have around the country.
Okay, great. As we start to wrap things up, is there one important point you could make about this research and where it's going in the future and what you hope to achieve?
Well, we really hope that people take good care of their memory, that they begin to notice changes, they get that assessed, and if those changes are occurring, we encourage them to participate in clinical treatment trials or treatment research like this, because that's how we make advances in this field. And we think that the MIND study represents a very reasonable, cost-effective attempt to try to improve memory functioning and stave off a long-term decline. So I hope people will check out the website and contact us if they think they may have a problem.
Okay, Dr. Paul Newhouse, director of the MIND study, which is memory improvement through nicotine dosing, a study that is showing some remarkable results in dealing with nicotine dosing in regards to helping mild cognitive impairment and memory improvement. Thank you once again for joining me today, doctor. Some great information.
All right. Take care.